Good morning. It's Monday, the 20th of October. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Luxembourg has commemorated the Personenstandsaufnahme, the Nazi population census in October 1941. When forced to declare their language, nationality and, quote, race, the majority of Luxembourgers defied German occupiers by answering Luxembourgish to each question in a powerful act of resistance. Ceremonies honouring the resistance, forcibly conscripted soldiers and Holocaust victims took place across the country this weekend, with special significance as 2025 marks 80 years since the end of World War II. 20 European countries, including Luxembourg, have called on the EU to coordinate deportations to Afghanistan. In a letter to EU Migration Commissioner Magnus Brunner, the group argues that returns should become a shared European responsibility. Last year, over 22,000 Afghans across the EU received deportation orders, but only 435 were actually returned. Four people go on trial in Luxembourg City today, accused of murdering a Luxembourg resident in Portugal. The man's body was found in a stream near Figueira da Foz in August 2021. Police arrested his girlfriend, her boyfriend, her mother and her mother's partner in March 2022. They're alleged to have poisoned him by mixing pesticide into his drinks. The trial is expected to last all week. Moving to international news, and Israel says it will return the Gaza ceasefire, but is warning of decisive responses to violations. Sunday's airstrikes, which killed 14 Palestinians, followed alleged Hamas attacks on Israeli soldiers. Hamas denies involvement and insists it remains committed to the truce. And finally, the Louvre in Paris closed yesterday after chainsaw-wielding robbers broke in and stole jewellery. The thieves arrived on a scooter around 9:30 in the morning, used a goods lift to reach their target and made off with items of as yet unknown value. French Culture Minister Rachida Dati confirmed the robbery, saying no one was injured. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with Formula One, and Max Verstappen has revived his championship hopes with a dominant win at the US Grand Prix. The Red Bull driver claimed his third victory in four races, closing the gap to championship leader Oscar Piastri to just 40 points. With five races remaining, Verstappen sits third on 306 points, behind Piastri's 346 and Lando Norris on 332. And in rugby, Luxembourg opened their Rugby Europe Conference campaign with a commanding 6-60 victory over Norway in Stavanger on Saturday. The win gives Luxembourg early momentum ahead of their next fixture against Estonia, which they'll host at the Stade de Luxembourg on Saturday, the 6th of December. Rain and cloud are back with a vengeance this week, with wet weather forecast to linger until Friday. Sunshine may be in short supply for a few more days. The temperature in the morning will be slightly warmer than yesterday, 10 to 12 degrees, rising to 16 degrees in the mid-afternoon.